Hello, Steve here. Welcome to Real Health. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk? Who'd have realised? Who'd have imagined? Who'd have researched about? Who'd have credentialed towards? Real Health is about what's going down our throat, what we're eating, not how much we're exercising. No, no, no. Today, you have clicked on this. You know the title before I do. What was it again? How's your health story going? I wasn't quite satisfied with yesterday's health and story topic, bloggy type idea. So I'll extend it into your health story. And as part of your health story, I'll mention more on my journey. So, usually when someone flogs you something, they sell you something, they promote something, they persuade you into something. The most effective way is to have a story. Solving a problem. Your own story, someone else's story. Credentials, testimonials, historic stories and the like, right? So, for the 2.2 regular listeners and the 3.7 all in total, which don't know what I'm really on about, I won't go too much into mine. But if your health story is full of stuff like on the thumbnail, burger, watching Netflix, possibly smoking, drinking, or taking drugs, and then, I feel a bit crook. Got to go to the doc for 6 minutes. Average GP visit in Australia, 6 minutes, $200. Well, it's free. So we don't pay the doc $200. Well, what? So you don't think the taxpayer does? 6 minutes, the face-to-face. 2 minutes of, hey, yeah, follow me. Yeah, that's how they say it in Australia. Hey, yeah, how far out, mate? Did you get to Barbie or you, mate, as well? And so you rock up and, oh, what's wrong? Oh, you got a bit of heartburn, mate. Oh, I ate some meds. Anything else? I'll take your blood pressure. Ooh, it's 128 and 92. We're a bit worried about that. And let's do a blood test. And of course, they're going to check for cholesterol and what else? What else are they going to check for? Vitamin D, iron. What else would they check for in a full blood count? Usually here in Australia, calcium, blood, white red blood cells, plasma. Not sure, but anyway, 6 minutes. Two bits of paper, out. Get out, which is pretty much code for get out of my office. I've got the administrator, which is more powerful than me, the administrator that has no schooling. They're on my ass trying to get volume through the door of this GP practice so we can continue making some money, for goodness sake. If that's part of your health story, good luck to you. Because that's shite. That's shite. I had that as a health story for 47 years. I was a sickly sort of kid. A sickly type of child and adolescent as well. Obese as a child and adolescent. Then lost a heap of weight. Age 17, 18. Put it all back on. Lost it all. Took up triathlon. I thought that was going to save my weight woes, and I found out about 15 years later, can't do this anymore. It's shite. Had no motivation, right? So motivation, bingo, bongo, double my body weight, pretty much. Firstly, I went sort of 1.6, and then if it wasn't 2.0, it was bloody close, but at my lightest versus my heaviest, which I'm sitting at about 89 kilos, I got up to 180-ish kilograms. My last sighting was 165. So my lightest in this round, which I overshot, and I didn't want to be that scrawny, that skinny. That was like 80 kg, so basically that's a halving. So that's my quick rendition, and I've got the whole Keto 44. Should I do this each and every episode? I'll try and make it ultra quick. Keto 44, 80% of your calories, of your macros, keto. I found out a few months back, 50% of my calories are fat, and I'm, 7.69, something like that, 7.69% body fat. What you see, I don't know, I'm not going to take my shirt off, too embarrassed. And also, I'll probably have, because I'm someone that nearly halved their body weight at the going rate, so there's a bit of stretchy skin there, but it's not baggy, it won't be baggy, okay, it won't be sort of, obviously it's not, I haven't got this whole apron thing, and I haven't got, a bit of a chin thing going, and, but I'm still fairly lean, I've still got a six pack, what else, I do look like an athlete, but I don't train like one, so there you go, it's possible. Up to my protein intake to make sure that I probably cover 2 grams per kilo of body weight. That's the going rate for bodybuilders. I'm not a bodybuilder, even though I started going to the gym for about 6 months now. Today was a 25-minute day. 5 minutes was admiring myself in the mirror, so I'm going to say 20. It's still 20. 20 minutes in the gym each day. So so if your health story is full of substance, no exercise, eating burgers, cake, junk food all over the place, and sometimes you feel guilty, you might purge, you might go for a run. You might purge for 3 months, you might be running for 6 months. And then after some may get to 18 months, they do a few triathlons, they're looking good, they're feeling great, they get to 4 years, and then they fall off the wagon. I fell off the wagon, it took me 15 years, but in that time, I yo-yoed. And my main motivation to do triathlon was just to keep the weight off. That's not a good motivation, or not a good purpose for doing triathlon. And so I had jack of that, and ended up being a sumo wrestler, Aussie champ there in 2015. So that's it. So if your story includes some of what I just mentioned, and things like chronic disease, I had a whole chronic disease complex, the whole metabolic syndrome complex, indigestion, osteo issues, and absolute mess. My carpal tunnel went in 4 days of this Keto 44, taking the longevity products. Not 3 months of physical therapy and exercise physiologists and scan this and prod that, and had shoulder. This shoulder was stuffed, and these two fingers on both hands. Why would two fingers on both hands be stuffed?
We'll go to the physio. The physio goes, do these exercises.
What? Bingo, bongo, 4 days later, gone. I'm pointing there. Sorry, podcast people.
I had osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, which manifests for most people with that shrinking foramen magnum in the back of your head that joins up the spinal cord to the brain. 12 pairs of cranial nerves. They with osteoporosis, your bones aren't getting enough calcium, and that leaches the calcium out of the bone marrow and makes your bones thicker to make them stronger. And when they thicken, well, when that foramen magnum thickens, it squeezes those 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the, coming out of your brain down into your spinal cord, and that different sort of squeezing for different individuals causes different symptoms, and we classify them as diseases. So mine, one of mine was carpal tunnel, the finger thing, the shoulder thing, some bowel issues are coming in, possible indigestion is part of that as well, but indigestion is quite gluten dependent as well. Not enough salt, not enough absorption of calcium. It's not too much calcium. When your calcium level spikes, that's an indication of calcium deficiency, because it's your what's the gland that controls calcium? There's a whole gland that controls calcium, and that's happening there too. And so if your disease complex includes things like autoimmune disease and skin rashes and redness and bumps and cardiac issues, certain breathing problems, people have this nose thing, snoring, calcium deficiency, snorers, that's all it is. But I take plenty of calcium. I also take a supplement, and I eat plenty of dairy. Well, let me tell you, you're not absorbing it. If your diet can includes any of the first four, the 44, the keto, I explained the keto, then I went until now, then I remembered right. So the first four, the 44 is eliminating gluten, oils, sugars, nitrates. Basically, 95% of the supermarket out. And you'll find that easy by including the four categories of micronutrients, which makes up 90 declared essential micronutrients, which is made up of 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 essential fatty acids, and you'll be looking sweet, looking healthy, being healthy and living longer, just like me. Look me up in 30, 40, 60 years. See how I'm doing. Or get your kids and grandkids to look me up, because if you're not doing what I'm doing, yes, it's grandiose for me to say that. But I wish you luck with any of the gurus that you're following, your PhD go-to and the like. They're stabbing in the dark. I might be stabbing in the dark, but I'll tell you. I'll tell you, my stab in the dark is pretty much nailed it. Why am I grandiose enough to say that? Well, because nothing has worked for me in the past. Oh, but you're different. People are different. No. We may as well be all cows in the paddock, licking the pink salt block, getting our minerals that way. We may as well eat the same hay. All vertebrates, for this matter, need all those micronutrients, those 90 declared essential micronutrients, and we won't have these chronic diseases, these autoimmune diseases and the like. Your body attacks itself. What's this body attacking yourself? It's a ludicrous idea as much as you got depression or schizophrenia or some mental health thing because you got a chemical imbalance in the brain. Oh, which chemicals are there? Just take these pills and you'll be right. It's a chemical imbalance. Can you measure it? Is there a blood test? Can you scan for it? Can you see? No. Chemical imbalance. So, usually your health story, if you don't agree with what I propose here,
Oh, this magic potion makes you lose weight. That's why all the Japanese are slender and this and that. Well, the Japanese will catch up. The Koreans will catch up. The Chinese will catch up in due course, because their food sources, their food supply chain is becoming deplete in minerals, and you need the minerals to make the vitamins, the essential fatty acids and the essential amino acids to work, to function. So that will catch the US and the rest of the Western world. Okay. I need to, from time to time, just get this particular statistic out there, where the US spends more on healthcare than the rest of the world combined, with 90% of the innovation, the patents, the research and whatever, and they rank more over 40th in the world in longevity, lifespan, probably even worse in health span. If that doesn't strike you, I don't know what will. It struck me. I looked into longevity further, and bingo bongo, here I am. Easy as, easy as. Usually fitness influencers and buff people on the street and lycra ladies and this and that, they're putting a lot of time and effort in. I'm not. I showed you some of my fat man pictures last night. I won't go there again. And so if your personal health story of decades, if you're now 30, you've probably been a bit tubby as a child and you're still a bit tubby and you're getting to the point of being obese, which is apparently only 12 to 15 kilos overweight, that's obese. Far out. According to BMI, I'm overweight and I'm punching 7.69% body fat. How's that work? Yeah, that's right. BMI, it's an old measure. The amount of body mass, they thought that high body mass was a stress on the heart, which it is, but yeah. It's the only thing we got going for now. Well, we got others, but that's what we're focusing on. It's a simple model, anyway. A decent guide. Yeah, something like 26. My BMI is 26, and six pack with bloody lean. You know, how much I can see. Don't worry, I get in the mirror as well. But what I'm saying versus what people see. If your health story includes certain health gurus that go vegan, I did a review on Johnson, Brian Johnson, vegan, probably weighs 15 kilograms lighter than me, but I think I'm a little bit taller than him too. But he's spending $2 million a year, and I'm spending, including my gym membership, $6,000 a year, and only if I'm spending probably $60 now, so $60 a week over a year, $3,000. So I'm under $10,000 for my entire health and fitness regimen, and to look like I am now, that is a miracle. Absolute miracle. I'm checking to see if I've got any viewers, any live viewers. Of course not. That's all right. I've got a 500-year plan to have us increase our life expectancy to 120. We'll start probably realizing in 200 years. Long gone, I'll be. But my marketing is shite, I get it. But with your gurus, your PhDs, your lovely doctor. Oh, they're lovely. Oh, treated me lovely. Oh, yeah. What's your doctor's name? Do a search. Obese, grey, wrinkly, and fat. Fat and obese. Yes, they are the same thing. Average doc lives under the going rate for the average life expectancy of a Westerner. There's some reports of under 60. I've seen insurance data, but life insurance data, but that was basically emergency room doctors, which, yeah, they got some barriers there, some limitations, some lifestyle issues with, well, shift work for starters. And did you know there was two studies done, because they didn't believe the first study? 52% of all clinicians, doctors, are intoxicated while they are treating you. That's usually code for half the population anyway. So I'm not dissing doctors. Doesn't sound good either, but they are human. And because they're credentialed, their story that they're placing onto you, absolute shocker. You'll be right, just take these meds. And then you get the bro science crowd, the some of the PhDs and the well-to-do sort of 50 and 60 year old bro science guys online do testosterone replacement therapy, which is code for taking steroids. Eat some more eggs, take your keto 44, increase your, have some more butter and cheese, and quit the gluten, oils, sugars, nitrites, and you'll be right. There's no need for TFT. Same goes with the ladies with their the whole decade of menopause. Some are doing worse than others. I get it. Same thing. Increase your cholesterol intake. Absorb all the micronutrients that I talk about here. You'll be right. If part of your health story is terrible fertility and hormone issues and middle age spread and the whole I'm still trying to think what menopause. I've said it before and I forgot how to. So menopause should not be riddled with issues, problems, hot flashes. Should not be. If you think your health story is a part of genetics, I've got ApoE4 and this and such gene mutation. What the mutation? When I hear the likes of PhD podcasters like Andrew Huberman, no, this was Peter Attia. They were discussing Alzheimer's, and there's four particular genes like match this to like 30 or so matches with a different matching of four different genes, and if you got the top two, you're done. Like, okay, you're done. So, and then as I'm thinking, how about eating cholesterol or having substantial cholesterol levels? And then he said, as I'm thinking, it's not making sense. He didn't make sense even more by saying there's 100-year-olds walking around with those two genes, the two biggie genes that book you a ticket. Wait a minute. They haven't got Alzheimer's at the age of 100 plus, and you're trying to say that those genes are a problem? Wow. Good work, PhD people. If your health story is filled with working out, doing triathlons, marathons, and tough mudder, cycling on the weekend, and volleyball on a Sunday, midweek, touch football on a Thursday, and some racquetball, or what's that bloody racquetball game now? Pickleball?
Yes, yes, I'm at the gym and I've talked about taking up sprint running and become and my aspiration, my grandiose idea, my goal is to be Australia's fastest runner at the age of 70. The 70 to 74 age group, if there is, if it goes on those 5-year age groups, I think it does. So, yeah, watch this space. In 20 years, if you're still alive, look me up. I'm thinking of starting another channel or a series. I'm not sure where I'm going to fit it. I don't think YouTube's going to allow me to open up another channel. So, with a bit of time on your hands, with without any work happening, yeah, I've got a bit of time to produce some content, and maybe from the content, some will become a client on my concierge health advisor service, the gold, silver, bronze, where you have to part with some money. You've got to have some skin in the game to get the health game going. A lot of people don't understand what I'm advocating, which is code for they don't really understand, really want to understand, and they would like to have some magic. I'll just take the longevity, I'll be fine. And then I go to a longevity conference and see all those longevity people that are overweight. Then I think, oh, how the heck am I going to promote or advocate for longevity or evangelize their ideas when you lot are all, like, this is not newbies either. These are well-off distributors and they've got beer bellies and big hippie thigh things happening and, oh, far out. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Sorry, podcast people, if the mic is hitting you in the head. I've got you actually fairly close. You're the closest mic in all these episodes. If your story includes herbal treatment, drinking green tea, detoxing every 3 months, as a quick number every month, or which is code for dehydrating, and you go into further micronutrient deficiency. Yes, you've lost 5 kilo, but you put it all back on because you've lost all your micronutrients and you're busting, your body's busting for micronutrients and it just goes, has cravings. God, cravings is not hunger. Cravings is code for pica, which is micronutrient deficiencies, and you're just going to gravitate to anything which is yummy. Our diets should be robotic. It should be mechanical. Watch this space. In the next 20 years, 50 years, how taste sensations will get even more wow. And those people that suffer from micronutrient deficiencies, cravings, pica, are going to have a field day as they get fatter. Well, some may not get fatter. Some will just, instead of 2 hours a day, they'll be working out 3-4 hours a day, or spending a whole work day working out. When they start to get paid the universal basic income type thing, which may be coming in at some point, because with all those, what is it, solar driven robotic producers and service providers and this and that, how are we going to work, right? Universal basic income, and then you can spend your whole work day at the gym. How about that I only just thought of that as an idea what would happen. Like, there'll be the people that take drugs on their universal basic income, then there'll be the ones in the park and playing sport, then there'll be the gym goers, spend about 6 hours in the gym. And it doesn't matter. Those gym people will get fatter. If they're not fatter at that time, where they're all muscular and hypertrophy and, you know, 5% body fat and competition this and such and such, such that. Let's see if they're alive in another 20 years. Let's see how their body shape is in 20, 30, 50 years. Yes, we get some examples of the Platzes and the Arnies still doing okay, 1960s and 70s bodybuilders and the like. But I'm hitting the I'm hitting the lamp. Sorry, podcast people. And there are very few ex-NBA, NFL players, Olympians that are looking okay. But most professional athletes are aging disgracefully. If you're an athlete just to be nice and skinny and pretty and have an Instagram account, let's see how you go in 7 years, 22 years, or 35 years' time. Let's see. Let's compare notes for the PhDs, the 8 or so, Nobel Peace Prize winners that are working for Elysium Health, as an example. Yeah. So there's today's effort into slapping people across the head to suggest that whatever your health story is, it might be just a bit shite. And just quickly, just to sum up, the moral of today's episode is to indicate that whatever your regimen, whatever your health guru says, your PhD, your podcaster, your influencer, and the like, if all they have is eat well, whatever that means, work out, whatever that means, they're stabbing in the dark with the whole workout thing. There's stage two, this and that, aerobic versus this and that, CrossFit and weightlifting, all these different ideas. If all those credentialed and well-researched people can say is move more, eat less, I say good luck to you. Good luck to yous. It's all about soil science, the whole micronutrient complex, digestion of, absorption of, and daily dependable supply of those micronutrients, and your health woes will be sorted, guaranteed. I'll guarantee, as part of my service, I'll guarantee you the outcomes. What sort of regimen out there is 100% efficacy? This Keto 44, this clumsy branding, what I'm trying to do here. If I can get one of the higher paying clients, I'll probably pay a mob to promote this more. But when I don't really have much dosh to my name, this is all I got. Let's see in a few years or 300 years whether this makes any impact. I hope it does. It has me. And I was very resistant. As in, I was the one that knuckled down, like I doubled down, eat even less and exercise even more. Do you think that'll last? No. This doubling down on these failed health theories of the last century? No. No, 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 no. Right. I think I've made the executive summary. Yeah, it'll do. The passion's there. So if your health story mirrors mine, my prior health story, and you like to get fit, healthy, live longer, your vitals and looking great and the like me, look me up. You don't even have to look me up. Do what I do. There are a few nuances. People make mistakes and think that this is gluten free. I'm eating rice and this sauce. Well, what's in the sauce? Wheat. Oh, I'm eating sushi. That hasn't got any gluten in it. You ring up the factory that may supply that place with the sushi, or you know, see what the chef is doing. What do you think makes the some of the sushi sort of on the fluffy side? Flour, wheat flour. So you need to take this fairly serious. So there you go. Until the next time, hopefully I'll get to something like 4.1 listeners per episode, perhaps. That'll be lovely. And if in the next week or the next decade I just get one client to get the results that I'm getting, maybe they can also be a evangelist for the Kizo 44 and then change the world. Because it's very changeable. We're getting fatter and more unhealthy and dying at a younger age. Yes, we are. Just look around you in the next 10 years. Less life expectancy, okay? Right. Don't say vaccines and this and that. No. Micronutrient deficiencies, okay? Bye-bye.
Right. Stop and stop and stop.